Before we continue, and I asked you before the interview if you wanted to discuss the battle, health battle you're going through right now, and you said yes. Tell us what it is you're fighting.
Well, I'll make it short, but long too. For about 3 years, I've had some breathing problems, and so I went to a pulmonologist, and we really never found anything specific. I always had a little bit of shortness of breath. It limited my exercise, but I was able to keep working, and nothing limited my ability to work and play and travel. And then I got tired of nobody telling me what was wrong. In July of 2021, I went to Denver to the National Jewish Hospital, which specializes in autoimmune disorders and pulmonary problems, and figuring out difficult cases. And they determined that I had something called sarcoidosis. Well, for 15 years I've had what we identified as psoriatic arthritis, but I never really had any arthritic changes in my joints that disturbed me. I had to have my thumb fused because that joint was bad, but that's not typical of psoriatic arthritis. I was taking a medication for 15 years called Humira, and maybe that suppressed any worse symptoms and signs I might have had. So I come back from Denver. They worried that the Humira that I've been taking for 15 years had maybe caused the sarcoidosis. So I stopped the Humira, started something else. It was then in the beginning of 2022 that I slowly started losing weight, didn't pay attention to it, starting out at 177 and losing down to the 160s. Clothes didn't fit right, but I was stubborn and thought maybe it's still the sarcoidosis, even though my breathing was better. So in early May, I'd been having some reflux, and I went to a gastroenterologist, and he did an upper GI, an endoscopy with a scope down into my stomach, and said my stomach looked okay. I didn't have a bunch of inflammatory changes of the lining of my stomach and the lining of my esophagus, like with bad reflux. But that same day, because some lab work earlier in the week had shown an elevated LDH, I had a CT scan of my abdomen on the 11th of May that showed a large left liver lobe tumor. I'm feeling pretty good when I get off a CT scanner and go back to the radiologist. And I walk in and he goes, "Jim, it's bad." I go, "What's bad? I just had an endoscopy. They said it was all good. And what's bad?" "Oh, it's real bad." So I tried to trick him into saying it was something besides cancer, but he said, "No, it's cancer." So 6 days later, I had a biopsy that proved that it is liver cancer with a combination of some biliary duct involvement, which makes it very unique. I sent the slides from St. John to MD Anderson, and they took 6 or 7 days and came up with the same diagnosis. I went to MD Anderson, and they've come up with a chemotherapy and immunotherapy plan for me. 2 days from now, I'll take my fourth chemotherapy session under the direction of Oklahoma cancer specialists here in Tulsa on the Broken Arrow Expressway, and Alan Keller, a great friend and a great oncologist. But they agreed with the same plan that MD Anderson did. I feel some better than when I started. Haven't gained any weight. The tumor is so large, it's at least peach size, pushing on my stomach. So for a while, I couldn't eat more than 3 or 4 bites, and I'd feel full because it was just taking up that room. And now, all of a sudden, I can eat as much as I want. I'm not gaining weight, but I have a good appetite. I feel fatigued all the time. I have a fullness in my stomach. With all this information in mind, I retired from practicing the end of May. Closed down my office, the same office I've been in for 21 years. Assigned my patients to 3 or 4 of the doctors here in town, which has gone smoothly. Nobody's been too upset. There's a great big hole in my heart for my practice. There's a great big hole in my heart for, I have a tumor that may not let me live 5 years, maybe even less. But I'm going to try to have some good days and do some things I haven't done. I have, in working as hard as I did, and I've been in solo practice. I was by myself since 2001. That was a self-inflicted issue I created. But because I was only doing spine surgery since 2001, and because I do a good job, I didn't have a lot of complications. And if you don't have a lot of complications, everything can run smoothly. You can go out of town for 2 or 3 days and have someone take your calls, and you can still manage things from 1,000 miles away, as long as you have somebody to back up if they have to go to the hospital. So by becoming a solo practice, I added to the issue of being totally consumed by medicine. You know, getting making rounds on Sunday morning and Saturday morning. I've loved my life. I've had a great life. I was married for 40 years, and I think we grew apart, but all the things I've talked about before created me being different and a hard person to be married to. That happened in 1973, and fortunately I got married again in April of last year, which is a blessing. I am renewed youth-wise, and I don't know what I would do now if I didn't have a partner with this bad illness.
What's her name?
Her name is Patsy.
Yeah. How many chemo treatments must you take before they think you may see some success?
Well, a little disappointingly, last week, after 3 sessions, we did another CT scan, and there was minimal, if any, change. Now, the oncologist comes back and says, well, it may be too early to see any change because you've had some improvement in some of your symptoms. It's probably working. And so let's stay the course with at least this one more treatment. And I think they'll add 4 more on for me. I go and see him tomorrow, and we'll come up with a long-term plan. If I have to go back to MD Anderson for some more experimental things, I will. There have been some amazing results with the medications I'm taking as far as not necessarily cures, but shrinking the tumor so much that it just stays kind of at bay. It's there, but it's just not harming you. My liver function is good. My right liver lobe may have a couple areas of disease, but my liver enzymes and things are fine. I don't drink very much, but I could. Alcohol. Usually, what's funny about this disease is hepatocellular carcinoma. It usually comes from alcoholics and people that have had chronic hepatitis B or C that destroys the liver cells and creates a milieu for the cells to then become cancerous and divide extra rapidly. One of my best friends called me Jimmy Pants on Fire because I always went about 95 miles an hour. Talk fast, think fast, anticipate what somebody's going to say before they say it. And even Patsy will say, I just can't rest on a Sunday afternoon. I got to keep going. But I'm trying to reduce my speed from 95 to about 25. I don't have the greatest sense of smell, but I haven't smelled very many roses in my life. And haven't seen some of the things I want to see. Now with still the COVID issues, traveling, and all the travel issues, COVID and the travel issues as far as overworked airline employees and lost baggage and all that, I'm not sure going to Europe's the perfect answer for all my bucket list checkoffs, but I know I could travel here in America. There's things in America I haven't seen that I still would like to. I love Tulsa. I love medicine. I love my family. I have two great sons that we'll probably get into later. I'm closer to them now than I was for sure 9 years ago when we got the divorce. Divorce is never good, but grown boys that were put through this, they were not, I don't want to say they weren't wise enough they sided with my ex-wife, which was okay. I accepted that. I didn't like it, but I accepted that. And so that's kind of been a sore subject for 9 years. And all of a sudden, now that I have this issue going on, we're extremely close. And it's almost makes me cry to think about it now, catching up on things I missed.
You're so open about this. How do you handle it mentally? Obviously, depression is attacking your mind. And how do you, and so for those people who are listening to this and maybe going through the same thing of any kind of illness, how do you bring yourself out of that depression?
Well, what makes it worse for me is being a doctor and knowing a whole lot more than John Q. Public when they go see their oncologist or have a diagnosis made of cancer. I am very businesslike in making decisions in surgery and making decisions for telling a patient what they need to do. I'm orderly. These are the options. These are the what we may find. This is how you may do. These are the complications. So I don't know. It may just be my personality, but if I could sign something tomorrow that I had 5 good years, I'd sign that. Yeah, I'm a little bit depressed, but yet at a party or going out with friends now, I'm still trying to go out. I just don't have the staying power to stay out till 11 or 12. I still can be the life of the party. I still like making people laugh, making people happy. That's part of my giving. I just have given and given and given. And so I've told myself I'm going to continue to give like that until the end. Does that help me with my depression? Does that help me live longer? No, it doesn't. And also, they talk about men being able to box things away better than women. I just have a big box. I don't ruminate about what tomorrow is as much as I just want today to be okay and to love everybody around me. The text messages and the letters and the cards I'm getting are just overwhelming. People I haven't seen in a long time. So I can tell that I've lived a good life. And I can tell that I've done a good job both medically and community-wise. And if it ends tomorrow or next week or next month, that's just the way it is. But I'll be proud of my track record and the waves and ripples I've left behind.
You think you became fatalistic?
Well, more than I was 10 years ago. I didn't have anything going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just, you know, it is what it is. I think about having a car wreck when I'm driving down the street. I always think something's going to happen to me and something quickly could get you. I just am not going to suffer. I've seen way too many people suffer making bad decisions about continued treatment when there was no hope. Yes, there are miracles. Yes, sir. Somebody's calling me every week about ivermectin or things for cancer that's cured some people. Well, I don't think I'm at quite that point yet without trying the normal treatment plan that lots of smart doctors over the country have figured out with trials and lots of testing. But I'm ready. If they tell me tomorrow that the jig's up, I'll be ready. I'll miss my granddaughters, my sons, my new wife. But my faith is strong enough to know that there's probably something better for me down the line, or some other job I can work hard at someplace.
Thank you for sharing, Jim.